You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. In the world of energy work, spiritual pursuits, personal growth, we often hear about concepts of flow and resistance. Flow is typically the state where everything feels smooth and clear. We're in sync with the world. Our choices feel natural to us, and there's a sense of ease and freedom. Resistance, on the other hand, is the feeling of struggle, of pushing against something heavy or immovable. Resistance can look like self-doubt, frustration, or simply a series of roadblocks on the ways to our dreams. Resistance is a sense that there is something about moving forward on the same trajectory that's in our way, that feels off, that we're blocked by. But flow and resistance alone don't tell the whole story. And I'm exploring this on the Future Self Energetics show for UK Health Radio today. My name's Amanda Nelson. I'm the Master Energist, and today I'd like you to join me as we navigate a journey of flow and of resistance and uncover the magic in the moment you choose to pivot. Although flow and resistance are two parts of any larger journey, and they both serve a purpose, there is a moment, a state of being, that holds that pivot point, that final moment of awareness, of dissatisfaction, of discomfort or discontent, of energetic misalignment that calls each and every one of us back to ourselves, that says, you are trying to get upstream when actually you could be floating downstream. Take hold of the rudder in your own boat, change direction. It's time to turn, to navigate, to steer towards whatever it is that you truly want. Imagine for a moment that you're in a boat in a vast ocean and your dreams as the shore that you're heading towards. And at times the winds and the waves are with you and they'll carry you easily towards that shore. That's the flow state. It's beautiful. It's exhilarating when you're in that state, actually. We all crave more of those kinds of moments. But other times you feel like you're being pulled or moved off course. It might even be that you feel that you've lost sight of the shore altogether. The winds have died down, or perhaps they are blowing you sideways and you're left wondering where you're going or even if you will make it at all. That's resistance, the time when you feel like every part of the journey is becoming a bit of a challenge for you. But you're not lost and you are not aimlessly drifting, because even in those moments you have a compass, and the compass are your feelings. Feelings are not just emotional markers though, they are in many ways navigational tools, ways that we can sense where we are aligned and in flow and where we're not. When we're satisfied, that feeling can have a gentle magnetic pull to it, drawing us naturally forward, a sense of hope and excitement even that keeps us moving towards that shore. But satisfaction also creates a kind of comfort that can tempt us to rest a little bit too long, to let the wind carry us without much thought about the direction that we're travelling in. There's a beauty in enjoying the journey, but sometimes it means that we linger and the subtle currents of indecision or hesitation begin to take us away from our goals without us even realising it. Then there's dissatisfaction. It's not a feeling most of us enjoy, but it's one of the most valuable indicators we can tap into, because you can work with dissatisfaction. You can use it as a guide, almost like a compass. Dissatisfaction can pull us down into judgment and frustration, or even hopelessness, a sense of aimlessness when we feel adrift. And it can cut us off from our essence. It can make us feel like we want to run away from everything and really just not be present in our world. Dissatisfaction, though, in its own way, is just as valuable as satisfaction is, or that's how I feel. It's our internal guidance system's way of talking to us. It's saying, look, something needs to change. It's time for you to pivot. I wonder what could happen if we were prepared to look at the situation we are in and choose differently. It's a turning point of sorts. A time to reclaim yourself and make decisions and choices that move you more towards the self that you feel you want to connect with. It's a way of navigating towards the shore. Reclaim the act of independence, that ability to act independently, to have that control over your life, even in the tiniest, most insignificant seeming form. Because that's where you begin to reclaim your power, to reconnect to your deepest intentions, to reorientate yourself towards your dreams. It's about respecting your right to choose and make choices in your own life that suit you, and then to follow up on those choices based on whatever your core values are, whatever your desires are, and whatever your knowledge of yourself is. On that point of knowing ourselves, sometimes we have no evidence yet of the self that we know that we will become. Sometimes we have no evidence yet of the self that we know that we already are. And part of the pivot, part of that changing direction, re-navigating, is actually allowing yourself to know that whoever or whatever you have been up until this point, it is your choice to not choose that anymore. Whatever your story is, whatever your history is, whatever your circumstances have been, you can choose the pivot, and in that moment, despite all and any evidence to the contrary, you can choose to take the next right step towards whatever or whoever you wish to be. I absolutely believe in that. Pivot points often come, I believe, at some moment when we are at the brink of feeling we have lost, or we're overwhelmed, or we've given up our own power, or there's something about us that simply feels as if it's about to shatter. And whether this is due to external pressures or fears or past experiences or feelings of helplessness, I mean, it could be something entirely different for you. I'm not prejudging it. What I'm really trying to urge you to do is reflect on how reclaiming yourself will enable you to step back into a place of true empowerment, to acknowledge your capacity to influence your circumstances, and to consciously make choices that align with what you truly want. All you do is take the next right step. Small shifts, I would urge you to take small incremental shifts, not big ones, small shifts and changes that navigate you back on track. And all these changes, although they might seem very small, they actually hold incredible potential. They are powerful acts of self-trust. They're powerful acts of choice and confidence. It's about recognising that regardless of the challenges or setbacks that you have faced, you have the authority and ability to make decisions that will help shape your life in a really meaningful way with every right step you take moving forward.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
I work in the energy grids every day, all day. I'm always tapped into them, watching them. It's like I sit there and observe them. Lines of light spiraling and moving around on a vast grid of networks. And as I sit and watch those grids, sometimes I see patterns emerging. Some of the patterns are very small, and so they only affect one or two of us. But on other occasions, what I see are waves of patterns that build, and they come in all together. It doesn't matter whether or not this is something that is connected directly with you on an energetic level. There is no way you're going to be able to avoid that wave. And so I sit and watch these waves, and then I try and understand them, because the larger waves are going to be trends that affect each and every one of us. They don't affect each and every one of us at exactly the same time or even in the same way, but what's going to happen is those waves, when it starts to approach you, when it starts to connect absolutely with you, and also after it has finished its connection with you, will create a similar kind of response within you. And some of the trends that are out on the energy grids at the moment really relate to this power of pivot. The trend is to want to run away, to disassociate yourself or distance yourself from something that has become too difficult for you to understand, too hard for you to feel. And when something feels that hard or that difficult, that dissatisfaction that grows inside of us, it's quite natural, isn't it, for us to want to remove ourselves from it, to run away from it or run towards something else, perhaps to walk away from it or walk towards something else. But dissatisfaction is the key here. If you've reached a point where this wave has connected with you and you're starting to feel a growing dissatisfaction inside of yourself, don't see this dissatisfaction as negative. Why don't you see it as a gift? If you like, you could imagine that this is a message. It's a message that's from your guides or your ancestors, your higher self. Perhaps it's a message from the angels. Maybe it's just a message from the cells inside of your body or that emotional part of you that you carry in your heart. It's a message from a part, wherever that is, of your beliefs that tells you that you can have more and be more than this. Dissatisfaction, see it as a guide. It's like a gentle nudge. It might not feel like a gentle nudge, but it is. It's a gentle nudge, a reminder that where you are and where you want to go are not yet as aligned as you deserve them to be. There's a moment of real clarity in dissatisfaction. It's a spark, I think, and it reveals to us what we most deeply desire. It's uncomfortable, because it's meant to move you forward, to activate you. And while it might feel like it's a push backwards, sometimes it's often the push that we need to step forward. The sign that's telling us that we're drifting and it's time to grab hold of that rudder again and steer back on course to the shore. So what does it mean to pivot? Well, the pivot is actually the moment we stop waiting, that we stop hesitating and stop drifting. It's a choice point, the decision point where we shift from simply experiencing how dissatisfied we're feeling, and then we shift into actively creating something different for ourselves, no matter small, that feels more satisfying. It's a pause, it's a choice. A pause followed by a choice. A pause followed by the choice. That's the next right step. To tune back in. To listen to what we're talking to ourselves about. To ask what could come next for me. Even if it's the tiniest incremental step that moves me, navigates me more towards the shore where I belong. The pivot isn't always a drastic change in direction. I mean, sometimes it needs to be, but more often than not, what I've seen is it's a very gentle correction. It's a realignment. It's a return to inner intentionality. Choosing to pivot is like arriving at a point where you say, actually, enough is enough. I'm going to be here. I'm declaring that I am here. I am present. I am ready to engage with whatever my dreams are. And it's then a choice to move beyond judgment of yourself or anything else, beyond the stories about why you feel this way, and to simply acknowledge, yes, I am dissatisfied because I'm meant for more than this. I'm not aligned, and that's okay in this moment because I'm grateful to that dissatisfaction feeling that I have. Now that I've seen this, I realize I can and will steer myself back. It's a moment of radical self-acceptance, an acknowledgement that it's okay to have been drifting as long as eventually we choose to steer. What a great thing. Say it again. It's an acknowledgement that it's okay to drift as long as we also choose to steer. Sometimes it may be that we wait too long to pivot because we're hoping that circumstances will change, that somehow the resistance will fall away all on its own. And though this happens sometimes, often the change we're waiting for is actually us. The change we're waiting for is within us too. It begins with us and the decision point to pivot for us, to turn, to take an active role in our own lives again, be the hero of our own story. This doesn't mean forcing, struggling, pushing with all our might. It means quietly, confidently, reflectively choosing to navigate, to reach that rudder of our lives and steer ourselves with love and intention and compassion towards whatever it is that we feel we want.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
My name's Amanda Nelson. This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio, and I'm the Master Energist. And today I'd like you to join me as we learn to navigate a journey of flow and resistance and uncover the magic in the moment you choose to pivot. I think it's tempting to think of reaching our goals as a very linear journey, a straight line from point A to point B to point C. But anyone who's walked a path of personal growth knows that it's rarely that simple. Our journey is more like a dance, an ongoing process of moving forward, adjusting, recalibrating, or moving forward, adjusting and recalibrating again. And there will be times of drifting, and that's okay. And there will be times of rapid forward movement, and that's okay too. And times when the flow is strong and everything feels easy. And then there will be times when we feel completely off course as we're moving in the wrong direction, and that's okay too, provided that we realize that as soon as we notice we're off direction, that we take that moment to pause and we honour ourselves and our own journey by pivoting when we've realised. Sometimes it takes a while before we realise that we've drifted off course, and that's okay too, as long as the moment when you realise that you are drifting and you're not on course, if you matter to yourself, that you promise you will do something about it. So each phase serves a really beneficial purpose. Each phase teaches us something about ourselves, about our journey, about what we truly want, what it is we desire, and what our purpose is, and that which we wish to move towards. The beauty of navigating towards your dreams is that it's never really about perfection. It's about staying engaged, or at least I think so, staying open. That's when the miracles can happen. Staying willing to pivot. That's where you become empowered. The magic of the journey is that it's always unfolding. There's always an opportunity. It's offering us a new opportunity to learn and grow and realign. And can I just say then that when you feel that the trajectory you are on is not offering you new opportunities to learn, grow, realign, be, then that's also an indicator of an opportunity to pivot. Because if you look in a completely different direction, perhaps there will be new opportunities to learn, grow and realign that particular trajectory would have rather than the one that you're on. So imagine your destination then as a distant lighthouse. It's a glowing light that calls you forward. And you might not always see it clearly. There will be days of fog and stormy weather. There always are. But even when the lighthouse isn't visible, you know it's there. You know that if you keep tuning in and paying attention to the wind and the currents and the stars, that compass within you will continue to move in its direction. Yes, you may have to search for it a bit, but never give up on the belief that that lighthouse is there, it's lit up, and it's there to give you a direction so that you can find a flowing way home. So the pivot. At that pivot point where you realise you've lost sight of the lighthouse, that puts you in a feeling of vulnerability. And when you find yourself in that feeling of vulnerability, there is a dissatisfaction, a discontentment that comes with that. Because what you realise is that despite every effort you have made, you've drifted, you've let go, you haven't been able to stay on course. There's loads of judgment, self-criticism that comes in with this, but I would urge you to release and let that go. This is about really being gentle with ourselves and to embrace our imperfections and to know that it's okay. It's okay that you lost sight of the lighthouse, but if you can re-engage with the belief that the lighthouse is there and it's on the shore and it's waiting for you to find it, to move towards it, then all of that judgment and self-criticism, that falls away and it turns into something that feels a lot more hopeful. And hope is one of those energies that that springboards us out of those judgments and fears and upsets and feelings of shame or guilt. Hope is the most wonderful, wonderful energy. And so when you turn around and you say, okay, what could my destiny look like if I were to follow the lighthouse? What could my destiny become if I could believe in that lighthouse and that I have an inner guidance system that will move me towards it? And if I feel content and if I feel that I can align myself, even with the smallest step, that I can move away from dissatisfaction and discontentment and I can actually get myself back in flow and out of resistance again. It requires being vulnerable though, because it also means that you have to admit you need to pivot. And none of us like to feel that we might have made wrong choices or not really served ourselves or others in a way that we feel that is worthy. It means recognizing that despite where you've been, you do have the power to steer yourself differently. even if the way forward isn't crystal clear yet. That's the story of my life. Keep taking what feels to be the next right step. And the journey forward, though it isn't crystal clear, it will take you to where you need to be. And that is a sense of vulnerability, a sense of inactivity in that moment, not knowing what to do, but just having this realization of what needs to be done. And so we release the expectations that we place on ourselves, and we forgive ourselves for any choices that we may have made which took us off track, and simply be present with where we are now and who we are now, and be loving and compassionate towards ourselves so we can move forward with clarity and greater intention. It's really easy to hold back, to resist the pivot. Ask me how I know, all right? Because you can be afraid of what then lies ahead of you, of the unknown or of failure. But remember, every pivot is a message, it's a gift. Every moment of realignment is your opportunity to learn something new and to grow in a way that you couldn't have anticipated, and to deepen your understanding of yourself and how you navigate towards your dreams. The pivot's a beautiful moment of self-trust. It's the place where we believe in our own capacity to navigate, to make a choice, even if we don't exactly know how yet. And it's the part of the journey where we trust that we have everything we need to move forward in this moment, and that we're capable of steering ourselves in every new moment, and that we're strong enough to handle whatever might come our way, might flow our way as we go on this journey. So it means letting go of the idea that you have all the answers, because you won't have all the answers yet. And it means accepting that sometimes the best way forward is simply to take the next right step. To trust that the currents of life love you and that they're going to carry you wherever you are meant to go. And when you trust yourself in that moment of pivot, you become free. You become free to move, free to explore, free to navigate towards your dreams without a fear of failure, because you cannot fail. Because you know that no matter where you are, no matter how far you may have drifted, you always have the power to pivot, to steer, and then to realign again. Pivots might seem as if they're a detour, a correction, a mistake that needs to be fixed. But what if every pivot point really is an actual integral part of the journey that you're intended to be on, something that helps shape who you are and where you're due to be going? If you see the journey to your dreams as a straight line, you might actually miss out on the richness that comes from each twist and turn of the story that you're actually weaving. And you might miss out on the opportunity of feeling what it feels like to be empowered enough to recalibrate. Sometimes our detours and pivots will have led us to places and insights that we could never have imagined, and they deepen your resilience, and they teach you to be flexible, and to invite you to look within yourself, to find the answers within you, because they are within you. You have all the information you need. So every pivot point is really a chance to get you to know yourself better. The age you are now, the situation you are now. You're not who you were 10 years ago, and you're not yet the you that will be in 10 years' time. You can refine your dreams, build trust in your own ability to navigate. So although every pivot point brings you closer to your destination, it doesn't always feel that way as you are on track. Often the path to your dreams is not so much about the dream itself, I think, but about who we become in the process of reaching it. We become more courageous, more adaptable, and more attuned to our inner guidance systems than we ever believed we could be. I like to invite my clients to look back from the moment where they are now on the brink of a pivot, and look back along their life's journey and to note at which points their older, younger self called something right, anything at all, no matter how significant or insignificant it might seem. Perhaps they made a choice to drop sugar from their diet, or perhaps they decided to leave one course that they were learning and studying at university and choose a different course instead. Maybe they chose to not be in a relationship and chose the opportunity of a new relationship instead. Whatever it is, it doesn't have to be these big life decisions. It could be something really small. It could be make a decision that instead of staying up till 1 o'clock doom scrolling on some kind of social media, that instead they would make a commitment to get themselves to sleep by 10:30 or 11 most days of the week. Whatever it was. And what happens is my clients look back over their life and the choices, the positive choices they've made. We don't ever focus on the ones that perhaps might seem to be the choices that took them off track. And what we do is we actually say thank you to that younger version of ourselves. We say thank you to them for being bold enough to be courageous, be adaptable, be more attuned to whatever it was on the inside that we needed at that time. And then I ask my clients, what if you were that pivot point that your future self would be grateful for? What if at some stage in the future, a future version of yourself would look back on who you are now and say, I became very courageous. I was so adaptable. I was so in tune to my inner guidance. And I'm so grateful to the younger version of myself that chose to pivot. We might think, I should be further along on my journey by now. We might think, in this moment, why did I leave myself drift? Judgment creates resistance and it prevents us from the future self that we know that we would love to be. And it actually denies us the opportunity of the praise that's waiting for us when our future self turns around and says, do you know what? Despite the fact that you thought you should be further along and despite the fact that you had let yourself drift, you chose right, you did right, and it pulled you towards the very clarity you were seeking so that you could reach a point in the future where you know that you are completely back on track. So imagine, shift from judgment to curiosity. And instead of asking what's wrong with me or where have I gone wrong or why did I make those choices, ask yourself, what can I learn from this moment and what potentially could be awaiting me if I can choose the next right step? What if what could be ahead of me feels so great if I can just be courageous enough to approach these pivot points with curiosity and be open to understanding how dissatisfaction becomes a messaging system rather than something that feels like a punishment or a criticism. You might actually find that what's not great about how you feel about being off track is actually the greatest teacher and guide to show you about how to grow and flourish, how to evolve and succeed, how to learn and empower yourself. There's a common myth that growth is straightforward, that it's an upward climb. But actually, my observation of the energy of this is that real growth is non-linear. It's circular. It sort of spirals. The energy around this is spiraling. You can spiral down, of course. You can spiral up, of course. But really what you're trying to do is navigate those moments where you end up in the spiral and you seem to be revisiting the same themes, the same lessons, the same challenges, but you're just experiencing them from new perspectives. The pivot points are where we're called to revisit and go deeper and to see things from a different angle. And I think that's very much the energy of this time. This is the wave that we're on. You're being given the opportunity to revisit something that you have visited in the past. Perhaps you've done loads of work on it. I've had lots of people say, oh, but I've worked on that. Yes, but you're being given the chance to revisit it. To go deeper into it if you want to see it differently, to observe it from a different angle, and then review from all of that knowledge, all that awareness that you have now, everything that you have become and transformed and evolved into now, what would you choose now? It may be that what you worked on was something that happened when you were very little. It may be it happened to you in your teens. It may be you experienced it after you had moved through your 20s. What is it that's coming back now? It's like a small Saturn return in a way, where your alignment comes back and says to you, well, how are you doing? Are you on track? This is a small version of that. For most people, it's like, oh my goodness, I want to run away from this. And I'm saying, don't run away. Don't run away. What you can do is run towards something. Just take a moment. Get in that moment between two breaths. Have the out breath, and then there's a pause before the new breath comes in. And when you're in that point between those two breaths, that's where there's the opportunity to pivot. You've got hundreds of those in every day. Imagine how many breaths you take. And just before that breath in, that's your opportunity to pivot. And these spirals say to you, I know you, even if you've worked on this before, go into the pause of the spiral and choose what trajectory you want to be on. I think these pivot points are really sacred spaces in your journey. Opportunities to take that pause to reflect and integrate and then make a new choice. Your pivot is a reminder that also that your path, because it's not linear, that if in this moment of spiral you feel you may have made a choice that isn't going to be the one you want to be in, then as soon as that spiral comes around again, just choose differently. The growth unfolds, it has perfect timing, and there is always the opportunity to choose. It's part of that dance of life that people talk about. It's also a rhythm, and it guides you towards the dreams in a way that is uniquely yours. Trust each pivot. Trust each spiral and twist and turn, because it brings you closer to wherever you are meant to be, wherever you desire to be. Let me finish with this then. Every pivot point requires you to take charge and to have a little bit of courage. Courage to let go of what's no longer working. The courage to trust yourself. The courage to choose a different path if you need it to be different. It's not easy to pivot. It asks us to be really brutally honest about what isn't working for us and to face our own doubts and fears and to take responsibility for ourself and to step into the unknown. Courage isn't the absence of fear, it's the willingness to act despite the fear. It's the quiet decisions to trust that no matter what happens, you have the resilience and the strength to keep moving forwards to find that lighthouse. And each time you pivot, each time you realign, you build that courage muscle. It's like you become more and more capable of navigating whatever lies ahead because your courage muscle has told you that it's all right. The pivot point is a beautiful reminder that you have the power to choose, the power to change, the power to begin again at any moment. It's an invitation to step forward with courage, to trust in the process and to believe in yourself. Remember, celebrate each pivot point, every step forward and each moment of realignment. Every time you choose yourself and you choose to navigate towards that dream, that lighthouse that even if you can't see it at the moment, you know it's there. Every time you decide to take hold of that rudder and steer yourself towards the lighthouse, you're moving forward. You're choosing flow. You're showing up for yourself, for your own dreams, and for the life that you wish to be created into. Your journey is going to be uniquely yours. And while at some stages it may not look like you're moving in the right direction, you might be feeling that dissatisfaction, that resistance, take a pause and say, yes, I know this isn't me moving in a straight line, but I am being led to where I need to be. That's what this dissatisfaction is telling me. I trust in my own ability to pivot. I trust in my own ability to navigate. I trust in my own ability to make a choice, and I trust that I can move forward with purpose. All I need to do is step into that moment of pivot and choose the next right step. Every pivot point's a gift in your life. It really, really is. It's the chance to empower yourself to choose your pathway. It's a reminder of your power to create whatever you want for yourself in your life. And it's the opportunity for you to be aligned with your heart's deepest desires. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.